And Scripture reminds us again and again of our inheritance of promises and blessings. And so now this evening we'll have a chance to use the incredible gift of prayer. God wired all women to talk. And you know that we speak several thousand more words a day than men? And it's actually documented. They're going, oh, yeah, I believe it. But let's give them a big hand for sitting back there, huh? Prayer means to me God's incredible gift of communication to us. And this gift is a huge indicator that He wants to be our closest friend and confidant. Our enemy certainly doesn't want us to sit down and pray, and he'll do all kinds of things to keep us busy and from doing that. When I make the effort, I am so glad that I do afterwards. My prayer life has increased tremendously. I have my days divided into categories. I paste photos in. I add supportive scriptures. I notate praises in the margins. And then I keep the prayer list, as I said, on my computer. So that's what I do. And I've been doing that for several years. God's word says, pray in the Spirit in all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Pray continuously. The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayers of the righteous. There's a promise, good promise from Him. Jesus told His followers, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Jesus also said, anyone who has faith in me may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Where is your heart tonight? What is your greatest need tonight? For your health, the health of a loved one, finances? Maybe you have several. We're asking you to write it down and fold it. No one will look at it. 20 minutes from now or so, we're going to take the bucket down on the lawn and burn them. This is just a physical act of offering your need, your heartfelt desire, and setting it, placing it at the throne of Christ and leaving it there. It's just very personal. But please put that down there because I want you to remember that tonight was the night you left it at His throne. Lay it at His feet. It's His timing. His timing is perfect. He is faithful. Be confident in that.